This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
On Halloween night, board and staff members from NDG Food Depot took to the streets dancing to Michael Jackson's Thriller. NDG Food Depot is a Montreal food bank that has been serving the Notre Dame de Grace and surrounding boroughs since 1986. The goal was not to raise money, but rather to show the food bank's vibrant face to the community and to energize its staff.
Some organizations sparkle with life and vitality, while others feel ghostly, dull, and mechanical, if not dead. That, according to author Warren Nielsen, who currently teaches and is pursuing a PhD in organizational studies at McGill University. He is the author of The Southern Wall, The Art of Organizational Engagement at Centre Paul Rulon.
We're joined on the phone by Fiona Keats, the Executive Director of NDG Food Depot. Welcome, Fiona.
Hi.
One of your favorite books is The Southern Wall by Warren Nielsen. Tell us about your experience with his book.
Yeah, well, actually, that was a book that was written while I was working at Centre Paul Rulon. Warren was a volunteer that was quite involved and quite fascinated by the vibrancy that he was seeing at this little Meals on Wheels run by young people, and actually inspired his doctoral work. And he came in, volunteered, talked to clients, talked to volunteers, talked to staff, and this book kind of came as a result. So I guess one of the reasons why it's my favorite book is it's firstly beautifully and poetically written, but that I also feel like I lived the experience of what he's talking about, so it really kind of touches close to home.
Mm-hmm.
Fiona, there was a little story that is the kernel kind of the book, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Can you share that with us?
Sure. It's just, I guess, that really epitomizes the spirit that is down at Centre Paul Rulon around just it really being a place where people can come in no matter what, you know, where they're at and fit in and find a place and some way to tap in and to share their gifts. And so the story was of, you know, there was the Centre Paul Rulon choir that was practicing, and someone came in off the street, I guess someone who was probably homeless, who was, you know, ranting and angry, and he came in, and I guess the way he was received, we offered him some food, we offered him a coffee, went back to our singing and just kind of let him be in the space. And the next thing you knew it, he was noticed a broken chair in the corner and had then asked for some tools. And by the end of the practice, we looked and the whole broken chair had been fixed and he was gone. And so it was just this picture of, you know, how do we create spaces where people can kind of come in and feel that they can, you know, be themselves and find a way to engage and be a part of it somehow.
Mm-hmm. On Halloween night, board members and staff from the Food Depot danced in the streets. And tell us about that initiative and some of the outcomes of that.
Yeah, well, that was, I guess, just something I'd always wanted to do. I thought, how cool would that be to go and dance Thriller in the streets? And then when I, you know, became the director of the NDG Food Depot, I said, well, what a great way to kind of, you know, gather people, have some fun, dance, use art and media to have fun and promote a good cause. So we practiced for about a month, and, you know, the process of practicing was actually just as powerful as the night, because people would get to know each other through the dance practice and then get together at people's houses. And so we kind of built community while we were actually doing that initiative. And then the night of just this mobilization in the streets, where everybody was it was kind of a bit of a magical spirit in the air, and just sharing a dance with people in the streets, it just made everybody so happy.
Fiona, were you dancing with the rest on that night?
Absolutely.
What was it like for you as an individual? What was the experience like?
For me, I just, you know, just walking down the street with people, I was in this kind of zone where I felt just almost timeless, like just so happy. And at the same time, there would be moments where I actually felt like crying, because it was so beautiful just to see all these people, firstly, physically in sync with each other, like learning this dance. And, you know, we had practiced so hard, and people in the streets coming up to us and saying, who are you? I love these guys. So I have to say that, you know, it was a lovely experience for me, and something that I like to stay connected to as a director, because it's easy to get caught up in administration and in fundraising. And it's really important, I think, to stay on the ground and to do these creative things to balance out, you know, all the harder stuff that comes with being a director.
I watched the YouTube clip of that, and you were very good as
a
group.
Yeah, we were pretty good.
You did very well.
Yeah, I think we did it about a dozen times throughout the evening, and so every time we did it, we got tighter and tighter. So a lot of what you saw was towards the end of the night when we were quite practiced.
The Montreal Gazette reported that the Food Depot revenues are down 10% or so and demands up 30% because of the economic downturns. And what are some of the other ways that your Food Depot is responding to the current challenges?
Yeah, what we're really doing is trying to supplement our food bank with other programming that is really trying to go a little bit deeper, that actually doesn't really cost so much money. I was actually just doing some numbers and realizing that it cost us, you know, $50 to run a six-week cooking program. So we're trying to, you know, do other initiatives that don't cost a lot of money, that we get volunteers who can come in and teach people how to cook foods that are healthy on a budget, that are doing little demos and bringing people together to learn new skills and try to, just kind of do other stuff that is
that really
beyond
caught my eye, actually, the cooking classes. Like you mentioned that you were spending quite a lot of money on baking beans, buying baked beans, but teaching people to make lentil soup and baked beans and things of that nature is a very excellent way of stretching the bucks and eating 100% better, too.
Exactly. It's a win-win-win all the way around. Yeah, and it's fun, too, because people, there's actually a cooking workshop going on right now. It's their last one before the holidays, and I mean, the people have formed amazing friendships, you know, random people that would otherwise maybe not talk to each other or meet, and it's just kind of creating this space where beautiful things can blossom, and they're really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Fiona, you're a business graduate from Concordia University, and you have worked with management consultants in the past. Now you're at the helm of a food charity. What does the practice of business have to offer food banks?
I guess for me, I did have, you know, my little jaunts with private enterprise, but I think, I mean, there's something to be said, I think, for just having that base knowledge of business, of knowing how to deal with numbers, of knowing how to kind of streamline operations and implementing different systems that can add efficiencies to any system that seem to be kind of more business-oriented where they shouldn't necessarily be. So what I'm trying to use is that, you know, the best of the business and then the best of, you know, what people might consider the third sector, this other spirit of community engagement, and you know, kind of marry the two. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll often get people that'll say, you know, corporations or businesses are evil, and, you know, I think there's some terrible things that might go on, but I think in themselves they're not, you know, an evil model, or there's a lot of good practices. So how do you take the best of both and create a new kind of a hybrid where things run smoothly, efficiently, and with spirit and joy and engagement?
That's a wonderful evolution you're creating there. How is the mission of the organization evolving?
I think, you know, we're getting ready to have our first staff board retreat in the new year, and we've been having little conversations here and there. It's hard to really make a lot of time to reflect when you're kind of on the front line all the way, but we're having conversations around, what does it mean to go beyond emergency food relief and really reflecting on food banking and looking, realizing that it is, in fact, a Band-Aid solution, that we could just keep doing it forever, but does it really have a long-term sustainable impact on poverty and on hunger? And so we're really trying to go deeper and reflect on what the best way for us to go deeper is and how to do that given our current resources, how to partner with people to do that. And so a lot of conversations are happening now to look at exactly which direction we'll go. I don't think we ever not want to not give out food, because there is such a need, but how do we balance emergency frontline service with, you know, advocacy and longer term social change? So that's the challenge.
Do you get a lot of support from the municipalities and other community agents and things of that nature?
Yeah, well, we get a small grant from the city most years. We get other little, you know, dribs and drabs from the city and from different levels of government. From Quebec, we do a lot of partnering with their work programs. So we've got a lot of people who are on social assistance who are on work programs and are getting a little bit of extra money on their check, and they're coming and working with us, and we're integrating them into the team, and they're helping us run the show, but they're also gaining skills and having a meaningful experience. So a lot of the government support we get is in the form of work programs.
We only have a moment left. Fiona, I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today.
Oh, I think we've kind of covered it all. I guess I'm really excited that people are, starting to see that there are new ways of operating and of being together and working together in community that, let people have a chance to shine and creating spaces where people can share their gifts and be innovative and step out of the box and being willing to experiment with, you know, new ways of working, and I find that exciting that there's a bit of a movement happening around that. So happy to be part of that.
Well, thanks very much for taking the time to join us today, and good luck with your endeavor, and I guess we could say Merry Christmas, too, at this point.
Happy holidays. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks,
Fiona. Fiona Keats is Executive Director of NDG Food Depot, a Montreal food bank that has been serving the Notre-Dame-de-Grasse and surrounding boroughs since 1986. If you're interested in learning more about NDG Food Depot's programs, services, or to find links to their YouTube videos, Google them online or search in YouTube with the organization's name, NDG Food Depot.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, chly.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.